things that the people who helped you would carry milk in. In fact, do you remember the process of milking, how they would do that and what they...
Well, I remember the milking was done up here when I was a child. I always kept cows.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And you kept the cows in the barn, and then if they were outside...
They had the grove to graze in, you see. Uh-huh. And the milking was done in buckets and brought into the house.
I see. Do you recall what was done with the milk when it came into the house?
Well, a good deal of it was drunk and cooked with it, and then some of it clabbered, you know. You'd make clabber out of it, let it turn, and it was interesting and good to eat. You'd put nutmeg and sugar over the top of little bowls of clabber.
Did you ever make anything called cottage cheese or any kind of cheese?
Yes, you could put that clabber in little containers that had holes at the bottom, let it drip very dry. Mm-hmm. Then when it dripped very dry, you had that, what you might call cottage cheese.
Is that what you called it when you were a girl?
I suppose so. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the kitchen, do you recall using cornmeal very much?
Yes. Cornmeal was staple with Southern people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Made muffins out of it and what we call spoon bread.
Would you explain that, please?
What spoon bread was?
Yes.
Well, it's a batter made of the meal, and you make it up into a batter and put it in a container and bake it. And it's called a spoon bread, and I think the Virginia people called it batter bread, but I think the consistency of the batter bread was thinner than that of our spoon bread.
I see. In fact, I'd like to this is very interesting. Would that be the same as hoe cake?
No, hoe cake would be a dry. Hoe cake would be cooked until it was till brown and dry.
I see. Mm. So spoon bread is not a hoe cake, and would it be more like a... Would you bake it, or...
Yes, you bake it.
You
put
it
in the stove and bake it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it would be more like cornbread?
Well, no, it's... probably more like grits, maybe, that consistency.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of corn dodgers?
Yeah, corn dodgers are little hush puppies.
It's the same thing.
Uh-huh. They were made in little molds in your hand. You mold it in your hand, drop it in the very hot ball in grease, and it was browned all over.
Did you have something similar to that you would drop in... greens that were boiling?
No, not that I know of. Now, all we do with the turnip greens is just boil it with meat. But we don't drop anything in it, mm-hmm. But it's usually eaten along with cornbread.
I see. Mm-hmm. Someone explained that they had corn dumplings. Maybe I misunderstood.
No, I know dumplings, but they weren't dropped into the turnip greens, I don't think. They had dropped into soup and that sort of thing. That's made out of pastry.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Not corn.
No.
Uh-huh.
Soup.
Corn would go all to pieces. The cornbread would go all to pieces.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have mush? Did you ever have anything called mush?
Yes, and mush is pretty close to grits, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Made out of meal.
And I suppose you didn't grow any corn in this, you bought the corn meal, is that?
You usually bought the corn meal, because if you grew the corn, you'd have to take it to the mill to have it ground, you know, for meal.
Did you ever hear the word turn, a turn of corn?
T-U-R-N?
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh. And when you bought the corn meal, what kind of sack did it come in?
Well, I think for the most part little paper sacks, but I guess it did come in cloth sacks too, like
mm-hmm.
flour.
Mm-hmm.
But my recollection is just you'd buy it in the quantity you wanted, you know, and would be sacked in paper mm-hmm. bags.
And did you use the term toe sack or croaker sack?
Croaker sack is
croaker sack.
But crocus sacks were only used for coarser things, though. I mean, I don't think they'd ever put the meal in a crocus sack because the sack is a little porous, you know, and the meal would come through.
Well, this is very, very interesting. The different terms, the different things that you made. If you made bread from flour,